My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
All right. So we wanted to bring this up right at the beginning of the show, and then obviously things got crossed up because poor Owen had a flat on the highway. I'm glad he's here. I'm glad he's safe. I didn't realize how I reacted. So Mitch went to the Guardians game on Sunday. Now, Mitch, you went with Dad, right?
I did.
You went with Gary. Big play Gear.
Yep.
Are you a lot... How do you have to divide your attention with the Guardians being so good and the Browns just starting out the season, Anthony? Because this was something that you noticed how I reacted. Tell everybody how I reacted.
Well, your reaction was in almost disbelief that somebody could opt to go to a baseball game.
It was disgust, that's what it was.
During
it wasn't
an actual...
disgust.
I mean, first of all, it was not a home game for the Browns. They were on the road. They had just suffered a humiliating opener loss. Then, of course, we know the Watson news that came out over the week. And everybody was as down on the Browns as I can remember. And I told you, even though they were winning, I received the least amount of text that I've received since basically they were 1-15, 0-16 during a Browns game.
Yeah.
Like, people just didn't seem all that engaged in what was going on in Jacksonville. And yet Mitch was like, yeah, we were following the game, but we were at the baseball game, me and Pops. And you seemed incredulous. You couldn't believe.
I wasn't mad at him.
Was surprised. It almost seemed like you couldn't believe anybody was at the baseball game.
I was surprised that a guy who works in sports was at the
baseball
game.
Went to a sporting event?
You know what I mean. A guy that was in entertainment, and that's what he is, was at the baseball game instead of the Browns game on a Sunday because it's a once-a-week thing. That's what I was surprised with.
And I sent you. There was somebody that we know in town that we're friends with in town that was very irritated at one of the local affiliates leading with the Browns in the middle of the week rather than going with the baseball team that's in first place and is – you know, staring down at a magic number that, you know,
we're
almost there.
Well, what was the stories that were there? I don't want to tell who it was or what station it was, but I think that the stories matter. If the Guardians just won 4-3 and they've won 2 in a row and they're getting ready to go tomorrow night, is that bigger than some of the stuff we were talking about last week when it came to the Browns, Anthony? I don't think so.
Right. Well, that's so overall, though, I think there is a big faction in town that think it should just only be Browns. Once the Browns season starts, the Browns are number one.
No.
Nothing else matters. You should have your undivided attention on
no.
the Browns.
No, I don't believe that either. I we just had a very spirited argument at 7:20 about the Guardians and about the Dolans and about a little bit actually with the callers a little bit splashed up on the Dolans, but it was really about Miles Straw and getting picked off over at first base. I had a hell of a lot more fun than I've had about some of the conversations we've had with the Browns lately. So I don't think it's undivided attention all week long, every single day. But I do think Sunday at 1 o'clock or 4:25 or whatever, for a guy like you and me, Browns are playing, and I better be there. And I don't care if we're in Cleveland. I don't care if we're in Pittsburgh. If we were in Pittsburgh, the Steelers are playing, we better be there. I just think that that's the system of what people want to talk about. People get mad, but they want to talk about football.
Yes, there are more people that want to talk Browns, obviously, than anything else. You did have a beautiful home sporting event. Remember, the Browns were on the road.
Uh-huh.
And let's be honest, Jacksonville versus Cleveland, probably towards the bottom of the pecking order on the entire schedule for the entire season. On either the importance of that game, it's game two. It's a road game. Let's be honest. And, yeah, it's still we're fresh. We're at the beginning of the year. But we're going to have plenty of big-time Browns games that you have to be dialed into. Did you have to be dialed into that game, the Jaguars?
Oh, I think so. Yes, I think so.
So out of 17 games that they have this year, where would you put the Jacksonville game?
Oh, probably at the bottom of the list. But
Well, that's what I mean.
But no. You got to go with what happened.
We're running out of real estate for baseball games
here. But you have to go through what happened through the week. The Guardians were not going to lose the division based on Sunday afternoon's ball game. What has happened, though, is that I got to figure out whether or not the quarterback, where if he doesn't pan out, if he sucks up the room, people are saying is the worst trade that's ever been done, not just in the NFL, but possibly in professional sports. That is something that's going to draw my interest as a fan. As a general Cleveland sports fan, that's going to draw my interest. Plus, it is a once-a-week gladiator-type event where baseball is pastoral. I don't mean to sound like George Carlin here. It's pastoral. It's every single day. You cannot take a day off, but yeah, it's something over there. If I see something that's pleasant and I see puppies and they're playing with each other out in the field, and it's wonderful. I like looking at puppies play. But if a car wreck happens right to the left of me, that's going to take my attention away.
All right, so who?
The Guardians, in this case, are the...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Puppies and the car wreck is the Browns.
But do you think the Browns earned your undivided attention for their week one performance
in
the week
of following? No, I don't think it's earned, no.
Because the way you were talking is that you're almost miffed that there was any attendance whatsoever.
Well, if I sounded that way, then you've taken it the wrong way. I didn't mean to sound that way. No, as far as earned attention, no. The Guardians would earn the attention. They're the better baseball. They're the better team right now. The Browns have not started to tell their story yet, but the part of the story that they had told up until Sunday was not a very good story to tell. Not a very good story whatsoever. So as far as earned, the one team's on their way to the playoffs, possibly to win another division. Earned, there's no argument. There's no argument on earned. I was just surprised, honestly, that Mitch, where it is, we had had that week. I was, in, not to use dad, because that's type of the, I can't sit there and fault you for spending time with your father, for crying out loud. But no, I was a little bit surprised there. On Sunday at 1 o'clock when the Browns play the New York Giants, I think the Browns have my attention. And right now there's not near the storylines as there were going into the Jacksonville game, thank God, in one aspect.
No, I know, Kenny, I know the Browns are going to, I mean, you're on the Browns radio network, and we're on the home of the Browns. You're going to pay attention to the Browns every week.
Yeah.
I'm saying there are a lot of fans in town that I think they demand a little more from the Browns. You demand zero from the Browns because that's what we do. We talk Browns week and we got the average fan, they don't have that connection. Yes, they're diehard Browns fans, but do the Browns just get their attention no matter what? They don't have to earn it at any point in time, because the Guardians have earned it. The Guardians this year have gone out there on the field week in and week out, day in and day out. They have earned it. You just talked about Steve Vogt, how likable he is,
yeah.
How he has geared himself for the fans in Cleveland. And have the Browns done that to this point? Have they been able to do that? Can you say that? And should they have to?
I think they should, because it keeps them honest. It keeps them striving for better. And sometimes they run into problems striving for better, but it keeps them striving for better. But I think that, yeah, I think every team should probably have to earn it to some level. I don't want to have to make them force it, earn it, because then teams will just end up moving in professional sports. But yeah, I think that they have to earn it. That's good. 216-474-0092. Who gets your attention on a Sunday right now? Browns or Guardians? I want to know from a general sports fan out there who's just listening to this. Who gets your attention on a Sunday? Is it the Browns? Is it the Guardians? Because the Browns, again, I can't explain it any better. I got puppies playing in a field. That's the Guardians. Going into last week, I had a 6-car pileup to my left. I had to watch that. I had to see that going on. It's just going to draw attention. Whether it's good or bad attention, that's out of it. Whether it's deserved, that's out of it. But what draws my attention is going to be hopefully a car wreck that we are able to get through instead of the pastoral puppies.
I don't know that puppies playing in a field is the right term to use for the Guardians right now.
In terms of?
It's not something that is just an easygoing thing. We're down to the end of the season with them. That's not...
It is.
And I get your car wreck scenario, yes. Believe me, but... To me, we are in lap 15 of a 16-lap race, or lap 161 of a 162-lap race.
But this is where
I want to know how it ends. Lima's right. I mean, one team was in town, one team was out of town.
But does it not show
I'm looking at the Browns schedule and I go, which one of these games would I be willing to not pay attention to? Jacksonville's first on that list.
Oh, after last week, after the week before that they had, and everything that led up to the week against Jacksonville, I don't know how anybody could have that point of view, but go right on ahead and have it. I can't fault your emotions. I think it turns into a point of trust. I trust that the Guardians are good, and I can not take a day off. I have to pay attention in what I do in some level. But I think as a general fan, it's like, all right, well, the Browns are on, and it's a football Sunday in the NFL, and we only get so many of them. That's what makes the NFL successful.
Well, who's more apt, Kenny?
I trust the Guardians to be good.
Who's more apt to bring you joy?
The Guardians.
Right now in your life?
The Guardians. The Guardians.
So didn't Mitch do the one thing that was going to bring him most likely more joy on a Sunday with his father at a home game than sitting at home and watching a football team that humiliated themselves in week one?
I can't be so sure of that. Mitch has to answer him himself, because there's people at the station who don't necessarily get along with their old men.
First of all, the thing that made me happy the most is getting to spend time with my father, who I don't live with anymore.
Aww. And you missed that.
Who knows how many more years I have with him left.
Yeah,
but second of all, going to the Guardians.
Put the old man in the grave, why don't you?
Yeah. Guardians, going to the game, I've been to more games than I have Browns games, so there always is going to be the more personal connection between the two. But being at home and watching the Browns game wouldn't have been so, miserable to begin with.
Who has, I don't know where that was going there, Mitch. Who has earned, who gets your attention right now on a Sunday? 1 p.m., kickoff, first pitch. Who gets your attention right now? A general survey for the fans.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.